And there is one man on the face of this earth who we can cover all of those things with. And he is on the line with us. He is Jay Busby of Yahoo Sports. Jay, thanks for getting up, man. How are you?
What's going on, brother? Yes, you know, getting up at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning, it's a rough go, but I do it for you.
Well, you know what? I really appreciate that because I know it's an absolute bear when you have to get up before noon.
Alas, I have kids making pancakes for them. The days of sleeping in until 1 or 2 in the afternoon are long past me.
You're a good man for doing that. All right, so let's pick your brain on a couple different things involving the NFL, and we'll switch gears into NASCAR here. So the Browns made a very, very interesting move. We'll call it interesting in signing Kareem Hunt to a one-year deal that's non-guaranteed. What'd you think of that?
You know, it's interesting because there's so many different ways to look at it. There are people who think that Kareem Hunt should never work again. There are people who think that Kareem Hunt deserves a job immediately, you know, and the truth is always is somewhere right in the middle. I think that the way that the Browns did it was the best possible way to do it. It was kind of the idea of enlightened self-interest that came up with this idea. They set things up where they could cut ties if need be, but they also competed.
Oh, no. Jay, can you hear me? I think we lost him. Oh, no. Oh, all right, Jay, we're going to call you back in a sec. All right. Well, first and foremost, I got to give him credit because he just gave me my book title when I decided to release it of Enlightened Self-Interest. Was that it, Brian, that he said?
I believe Enlightened Self-Interest.
Enlightened Self-Interest. I think that's going to be my book title. So I got that going for me. The Kareem Hunt thing, it just won't go away. It's so interesting and fascinating, and I think he's right. It is a move of Enlightened Self-Interest. All right, let's get him back here. All right, Jay, you gave me my book title that I'm going to go with, Enlightened Self-Interest, when I publish it. But
yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. Sorry about that. I was talking for a while. All of a sudden, the phone rings, and it's your producer. The Browns did what they could to kind of protect themselves. But, you know, by the same token, the NFL is in a situation where they have to be very aware of every single possible ramification, and they have to be ahead of these stories rather than chasing them.
Yeah, and that's the way that you got to do it with this stuff is you got to stay ahead and you've got to have a good PR department and you got to have a solid locker room that can take a guy in and go, hey, you've made some mistakes in your life, but we're going to do what we can to help you get better.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got to have the public relations side of it. You've got to make sure that you have the connections with the community, that the community doesn't see you as just being a team that's interested not in having no interest in the victims of domestic violence or assault, but actually has a presence in the community. And you know, there is an opportunity here. I certainly don't want to put too much on the whole idea of rehabilitation of Kareem Hunt, but, you know, there is an opportunity for him to make a positive change, to repent, I guess would be the word, for what he's done wrong in the past and to move forward. And, you know, we live in an era where people are more than happy to condemn people for the rest of their lives for mistakes that they make, and not just mistakes, but really stupid actions when they make when they're younger. But, you know, there is some room for forgiveness, I think.
Yeah, and that's the best, you know, it's kind of one of those ways to live your life. It's a good way to look at it, is there's always we all make mistakes, we all do things, hopefully none of them as egregious as what took place with him, but it's all about moving forward and making yourself better. And I think that's what the Browns look at this as, is if we can work with this guy to get him better, look at the production we can get on the field.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you don't want to reduce it just to football terms, but in just football terms, it's a good investment for Cleveland, but you can't just think of it in that way.
100%. All right, Jay, so I'm putting you on the spot. If you were the general manager of the Cleveland Browns and you are going to pick somebody in free agency who would help this team, your pick would be...
Oh man, I'm gonna dodge that completely.
Okay, perfect.
Because I honestly I don't know. There, you know, Cleveland has a lot of needs, but they seem to be, you know, obviously offensive line, defensive line. That's where you want to start. You want to keep Baker Mayfield protected. So I will defer on that, but I will say that if they can look to the lines, that's where they ought to be looking.
All right, that's good ownership right there. Deferring to the people who know. That's a really good way to look at it. I'm with you there, Jay. All right, Jay Busby joining us from Yahoo Sports. All right, let's shift gears here, no pun intended. So we are bringing in to Cleveland on this station the Daytona 500. It is the first time we are going to have it on the airwaves, and I figure if there is one man on this earth that can help me understand what is about to take place, it is you. So what do I need to be watching or listening to with the Daytona 500?
Well, you know, the Daytona 500, it's an event that so many people – just kind of, they've heard about it their whole lives, but they've never really known what's going on with it. And it's an event that you really just have to, you know, first of all, if you can, you want to be there. But if you can't do that, you know, just pick a driver, pick any sort of driver, anybody that you want to name, and then you can manage to go and find a guy that will relate to your own interests. You know, the badass guy is Kevin Harvick, the kind of up and, I don't see, he's not necessarily up and coming, but he's got a little bit of an attitude. Is Joey Logano, you know, the son of a legend, is Chase Elliott. So there are a lot of different guys out there. The trick for NASCAR right now is that the personalities, the big names that people know, have all retired for the sport in recent years. But that's a tough hurdle they have to get past.
Yeah, I mean, you wrote an awesome piece involving Jeff Gordon, who is the name that everybody was pointing to for an extended period of time. And is there somebody that's on the way up that's going to take one of those mantles, or is it one of those where we're still waiting to see if there's dodging going on?
Yeah, you know, there's a guy named Ryan Blaney who really seems to be have the potential. There's a couple of guys. There's a guy named Ryan Blaney who's a funny guy. He's very engaged on social media. He's all over Snapchat. He's a clever dude. He's, you know, I hate using this term, but he's kind of a millennial driver in that he's, you know, he's not the kind of old school driver, but he's a funny guy, and I think that he's a guy that if NASCAR could figure a way to get his personality growing bigger than and his star growing bigger, then he will be kind of the face of the sport. At the opposite end, you got a guy named Clint Bowyer who is just hysterical. He's a good old boy from from Kansas. He's as country as they come. He's hysterical. Told a great story this week about being trapped in hell, taking 20 people to Disney World. I mean, just a funny, funny guy. And he's sort of a throwback to the old era of NASCAR. So those would be my two picks for if you're looking for somebody to follow: Clint Bowyer and Ryan Blaney.
Okay, I've wrote those two down. Those are going to be my drivers I'm paying attention to this year. All right. So on top of that, what do I need to know with the Daytona 500? Is there something that's specific to this track that seems to benefit some guys, or is it just kind of a standard track?
Well, yeah, Daytona is a super speedway, which means that it's 2.5 miles long. It's gargantuan. The banking is more than 30 degrees, meaning you can roll a basketball up it. It's not like a small track where it's just slightly banked or even not even banked at all. Cars get going incredibly fast. And what they're trying to do this year is keep the cars bunched together while giving the drivers the ability to handle those cars. I mean, these cars will run 200 miles an hour, inches from each other's bumpers. So it's tense, it's exciting, and the idea is that hopefully it will not be a race, you know, where they're driving around for three quarters of it, and the final quarter they're jockeying for position. But I think it could be a lot of fun regardless, because you don't have any real clear favorite in this race.
Interesting. There isn't a clear favorite coming out. Usually for years, there's always been somebody, whether it was like a Ryan Newman or somebody like that, or Jimmy Johnson for that matter, who is seen as being the top tier. You're right. It's wide open this year.
Yeah, there are about four or five guys: Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch. All of these guys have the ability to win here. It's a matter of whether things break their way. That's the best thing about the Daytona 500, is that in the final few laps, anything can happen. Anybody can end up jockeying for that last position. And races have been won and lost in the final 100 yards. So it's a lot of fun.
All right, so if I was to get into this sport and attend a race in person, is the Daytona 500 the one I should look at, or should I try to find one of the smaller ones first?
Well, Daytona 500 should be on any sports fan's bucket list, even if you're not a racing fan. Just the experience, it's different being in person at a race because it's an event. It's not just a game. It's not like, you know, going to a Cavs game and you watch the game and then you leave 2.5 hours after it starts. It's an entire day or even an entire weekend. Daytona is a great place to start. Talladega is one of the most depraved spots in our country when race weekend comes through. So that's always a lot of fun. But, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a sports fan bucket list, I think Daytona has to be on the list.
All right, so I'm writing that one down. We're getting to Daytona. Because I've always heard that they're an absolute blast, and you kind of either get in the stands or you find your way into the infield, and mostly in the stands, though, and it's basically just like you go and have yourself a couple drinks and enjoy your time there and that stuff. So I've always looked forward to it. All right, so I'll start at Daytona then for this.
Good.
All right, perfect. All right, real quick, because I got you for one more, so I got to ask you a quick golf question. The Matt Kuchar incident that took place with the caddy, did he handle it well, or is this going to be something that haunts him for the rest of the year on tour?
Well, I think that he handled it well eventually. I mean, he was just incredibly tone deaf, you know, and if people are not familiar with it, he had a fill-in caddy. Caddies generally make 10% of their owner's winnings. Of their golfer's winnings. In this case, he paid his caddy $5,000, but he won $1.5 million. So the consensus was that he probably should have paid the caddy a little bit more. He said a few things that came off as really just sort of out of touch. And he finally last night said, all right, I'm going to pay him what he'd asked for, which was $50,000, which in the grand scheme of things is pretty small. And he eventually did the right thing. I don't think it will follow him around too much because Kuchar is universally regarded as the nicest guy on tour. Perhaps a little bit out of touch with the common man now, as we can see, but I don't think it's going to follow him long term.
I think you're right there, man. I think, all right, hardest question of the day. Are you putting chocolate chips in the pancakes or are you just serving them normal?
Straight up, man. Straight up. Maybe a little blueberries here and there.
Ooh. Now I'm jealous. All right, now I'm really jealous. Jay, thank you for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
Sounds good. Take care, brother.
Take care of yourself, man. He is Jay Busby of Yahoo Sports. He's one of my favorite people to talk to because he's just a ball of energy and gets you laughing. I hope that gets you psyched for Daytona.